In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we focus on beef demand in Vietnam, where domestic cattle and beef production is slipping, while the expansion of Vietnam's food service sector is a strong catalyst for imports. Joel Haggard, USMEF Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific region, explains.
I'd say over the last 2 years, and especially this year, we're really noticing a takeoff in Vietnam's food service sector, which is driving demand for imported beef and U.S. beef. And it's just at that very exciting takeoff stage where we're getting significant volumes of business. We're seeing the increase in domestic consumption. Right now it's in the two big cities of Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City. This involves the construction and operation of chain restaurants. I would call them family-style restaurants, which are beef-centric.
U.S. beef continues to face barriers in Vietnam, including high duties on muscle cuts and a ban on beef offal. Vietnam also restricts imports of U.S. beef to products derived from cattle less than 30 months of age. While most of the attention on beef access issues in the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations has focused on Japan, Haggard says the TPP could also offer relief from Vietnam's significant tariff and non-tariff trade barriers. Improving the level of access for U.S. beef is especially important in a market where consumer demand for beef is still very price-sensitive and competition is on the rise.
It is a price-sensitive market. It's a developing economy. To the extent we can get the tariffs down, that would help our competitiveness. There's other suppliers in the market. Australia is shipping live cattle and beef, and India is shipping beef to Vietnam as well. So it is competitive.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.